Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Julius Adewumi of the Gospel Distribution Ministry. Today, I'm going to talk about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and all the signs of the end that the Lord Jesus Christ said we should be watching out for that are already occurring in our time. I'm going to take this sermon from the book of Matthew chapter 24. And I pray that the Lord will open your understanding to know this new, the soonness of the Lord's coming, and you better prepare for His coming. If you are a believer, the Lord Jesus Christ said, lift up your heads and look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. If you are not a believer that is listening to this, it is time for you to repent and call upon the name of the Lord, so that you may have a hope of eternal life. He is coming soon. Now in Matthew chapter 24, where the Lord Jesus Christ gave this discussion, I will read from verse 1. And he said, And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. We can talk about the world right as it is right now, all these cities of the nations that are in that have been built up, 20-something story buildings in big cities. And you can look back and say 100 years before this time, these buildings were not here. And what do you think will happen 100 years from now? They may not be here either. And it could be worse. The end of the world is near, as the Lord Jesus Christ described to us in this time. And I'm going to give you signs of the end that make us to know we are at the edge of eternity. And the apostles also wanted to know about this when the Lord Jesus Christ told them. And they asked him in verse 3 of Matthew chapter 24, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Now look at that. The Lord Jesus Christ said this 2,000 years ago. He said wars and rumors of wars. We have seen wars and we have rumors of wars since 2,000 years ago. And he said, well, when they heard about that, they shouldn't worry because that was not the end yet. Because Christ knew that it could still be 2,000 years ahead of time. We know about the Roman Empire warring against the Egyptian Empire in those days. Since then, there have been other skirmishes and wars. And since the 1900s, we have seen the First World War, the Second World War, and all those terrible things happening. And Christ said, those are still not the end of the world then. But in verse 7, he said, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. But he said, all these are the beginning of sorrows. Yes, we can see that all of those things have been taking place since for many years, 2,000 years from now or before now. There have been terrible things. In our generation, in this 1900s, even the year 2000 and beyond, there have been terrible things like tornadoes, there have been hurricanes in the Americas. We have heard about the tsunamis and terrible things that happened. And the Lord Jesus Christ summarized all of those. He said, there will be all these famines, earthquakes, pestilences in diverse places. We have heard of earthquakes in several places, earthquake in the sea causing tsunami. And those are just beginning of sorrows. They will escalate as we come closer and closer to the end. And we will see in the book of Revelation, when I get there, that there will be a massive one that will shake all the cities of the nations, as prophesied in the book of Revelation. And these are all part of the signs of the end. And we go further. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 9, he went further. He said, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Now, that happened in the days of the apostles, when Christianity first started after Christ resurrected. The apostles were being arrested by Roman Empire, persecuted, fed to lions in Rome. And Jesus Christ prophesied that to them, that they should know that that will be their own lot, as the world of ungodly people turn against Christianity. And we can say that may also occur at the end of time. But Christ gave them, he said, don't be afraid of that, because that will happen. And in verse 10, he said, and then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And verse 11, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Now, we have seen series of false prophets since then. Even the Mohammedanism started after Christ, 600 years later, that mixed up some stories of the Hebrews, and put some other stories and claimed to be another religion. And that went further in verse 12 again. He said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Now Christ is warning we believers that we have to endure unto the end. Endure in your righteousness, endure in your faith, and still keep the love of Christ shining in our heart. No matter how the world gets darker and darker, we must still let our light shine more and more. And it went further in verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Now that is the first sign that I'm going to point out. The logical said this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to all nations. Since 2,000 years now, the gospel has gone to almost every nook and corner. In this generation, we have seen the radio waves full of the gospel, like we are preaching also. The television waves have also been full of the preaching of the gospel. We have so many networks that are preaching the gospel worldwide. We have, you know, about the Trinity Broadcasting Network that has been all over the world. We also know of other satellite channels that the gospel is being preached. And that is a good evidence that the gospel has been preached to all nations. If there is still any particular nation that is not had the gospel fully in its power, they are little compared to when it started. And then we can say that has already been fulfilled even in our days, that the gospel has been preached to all nations. And so then the end will soon come. That is the first sign. Now in verse 15, went further, he said, when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso did let him understand, then let them which be in Judea flee to the mountains. Now this verse 15 and 16, I believe, was specifically prophesying about the destruction of Jerusalem in AD 70. What preceded that was the defilement of the temple of Jerusalem, when it was reported that the Roman emperor put his images in the temple, and the Jews started the revolution, the revolt. And the Lord Jesus Christ said during that time, when they see that occurring, it is the time for the saints to get out of Jerusalem, because that was where the war of AD 70 started, and the Jews revolting against the Roman Empire, and the Roman Empire came with the legions, and the temple was destroyed. But Jesus Christ gave the warning to the believers in this verse 15 and 16 that when you shall see, the sign of it is that the temple is being defiled, abomination of desolation. When they see that sign, he said, where them which be in Judea should flee. Why? Because it's going to be the beginning of the war. And the angel has already prophesied that to Daniel, in the book of Daniel, that they are going to be scattered worldwide. Desolation shall determine Daniel chapter 9. You can read Daniel chapter 9, about verse 27, where he said there will be desolation of Jerusalem. And the Lord Jesus Christ prophesied to the Jews when he came and lamented over Jerusalem in some of his Lamentations, he said, Jerusalem, O Jerusalem, how often will I have gathered your children like a hen will gather his chicks under his wings? He said, they will not. He said, your house is left unto you desolate. And that was also part of the prediction that they will be scattered. He said, there will be terrible things against that generation that crucified the Messiah. And he warned the believer that we believe this in verse 15 and 16 to flee from Judea. And the history reported that when the believers were trapped by the Roman Empire surrounding Jerusalem in those days, they remember this prophecy that trouble will not stop. They had to run out of Jerusalem. But because they were trapped, surrounded by the army, they started praying. And while they were praying, the Lord moved upon the army of the Romans, and they moved back. And the believers that believe that they are not just moving back for any reason, they are moving back because of our prayer. The people fled, the believers fled from Jerusalem before the Romans came back again and surrounded the city. And that was the answer to prayer. Now, he went further in this part, chapter 24, about the signs of the end. Let me point to some of the signs that is of the end, that we can begin to see. The Lord Jesus Christ mentioned here, he said in verse 19, and woe to them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. Now that is talking about the temple of Jerusalem being destroyed. And because Jesus also prophesied when he was being led to the cross, he turned around and spoke to the women that were wailing after him. He said, weep not for me, but weep for yourself and for your children, because the days are coming when and so on. And that was what he was referring to in verse 19. There he said, to them that give child, that I will shine, and to them that give suck in those days, woe unto them, because there will be terrible things that will happen to the people of Jerusalem in those days. He said, for there shall be great tribulation, and such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. Now, verse 21 has been where people have said, maybe this was talking about the end of time rather than the city of Jerusalem of AD 70. Now, when this things was being reported, Matthew chapter 24 was written many years after Christ has said it. You have to remember that. So the apostles that are reporting this, Matthew that reported this, they precisely couldn't figure out which verse was said before which verse. So they just do their best and give all these reports to us. So this could have been referring to the end time, and they put it around to be along with the one for Jerusalem. So, but let's go for that. And verse 32 said, then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there is Christ, believe it not. But let me go to verse 21 and 22 again. In verse 22, Matthew chapter 24, he said, and except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. That was talking about the great tribulation in verse 12. In verse 21. Now, the days of the great tribulation, which was actually pointing to the end of time, we all know right now that if there is a world war, if there is a nuclear war, terrible things will happen upon this planet. And Christ was prophesying that if the days were not shortened, no flesh would be left. And we right now know, according to the war calendar that they have, and the war setup that is in the world right now, all the weapons of war they have amassed. If there is a nuclear war, all the nuclear bombs they already have stockpiled in every nation that have it, if they have to explode those, this planet could be wiped out completely in our generation. So that makes us to see a sign of the end, because Christ said, if the days were not shortened, the days of the tribulation, the days of the war, there will be no flesh be saved. But he said, for the elect's sake, God will shorten the time. If there's any nuclear radiation, nuclear reaction, nuclear war, God will have to intervene before the whole human race on the planet Earth is wiped out. And God has already prophesied in the book of Matthew chapter 24 that God will intervene. So that for the elect's sake, elect simply means those who are elected to escape. Because there will be, in the other Bible verses, he said that some will escape. And God said, those that escape will be the one to populate the earth again. This is coming. Now let's go further. In the book of Matthew chapter 24, as I was reading, and verse 24 says, now there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders in so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Now, that is talking about religious prophet, religious false prophets, which we can say from the beginning of that, from 2,000 years from till now, there have been several false prophets that have risen and carried several people away in their doctrine. But nonetheless, the Lord Jesus Christ has told us ahead of time that those things will take place. Now, he went further into some of the signs of the end that we will see. The Lord Jesus Christ mentioned that the generation that see Jerusalem being rebuilt and become a nation again, that generation will be, it will not pass away before all this thing begins to take place. Now we know that the generation that saw Jerusalem rebuilt is from 1948, when Jerusalem was, when the city and the Jews came back and formed a nation, and the city of Jerusalem was taken back by the Jews by around 1963 war. And all of those things are just pointing to signs that we are close and close to the end. Jesus Christ gave this prophecy, I said, in verse 32, learn a parable of the fig tree. The fig tree always symbolizing Israel. So when its branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. So as a parable, think of it that he's saying, when you see a fig tree begin to blossom, when you see the nation of Israel begin to blossom, is what you can interpret that to mean. And many preachers and prophets have pointed that one out. You see Israel blossoming as a nation again from 1948. And they are now a nation by themselves, and they are blossoming just like any other nation. In fact, they are also attributed to have nuclear weapons. So when you see that a fig tree begin to blossom, you should know that summer is near. And why is it summer? Because summer is the time for harvest. And God is the one going to harvest this planet Earth. And using the fig tree, the nation of Israel, as the calendar, you can say when they begin to blossom, God is about to return to the land of Israel and save them as a nation. That is what the Lord is alluding to. And summer is near when God is to return to them and save them as a nation. And we should take that as a sign. And we have seen that in our generation from 1948 up till now, the nation of Israel has been established. And they have their own army. They have everything just like any other nation. And they are blossoming. So we know summer is near when God is going to come back and save the nation as Israel. Because all the prophets in the book of Ezekiel, in the book of Isaiah, and all the prophets in the book of Jeremiah, they prophesy that God will return to Israel. And God will save Israel as a nation. And in the book of Malachi, he also pointed to some of those Bibles, says when the Messiah will come, they will say, what is this scar in your hand? And he will point out and say, these are the scars I got from the house of my friends. Because he will come and see. That was why up till now, people are still seeing the Lord Jesus Christ. When he manifests to them, he still showed them the scars in his hand of the print of the nails. He will wear that until he show it to the Jews, to the Israelites that do not believe. So they will now realize that this Christ, this Gentile preachers have been preaching to them as the Messiah whom some of their fathers or their forefathers did not accept, he is the Messiah. And he's still alive, he's coming back. Then the Bible said in the book of Malachi that different tribes of the children of Israel will be weeping and mourning how they have rejected the Messiah for centuries. Now, we went further to see what are all the other signs that make us to know that we are at the end time. One of the signs I just pointed out is the nations warring against nations that has been going on for centuries. Now, we also see the sign that the fig tree has blossomed, which is representing the nation of Israel. It's now a nation. God is about to harvest this planet Earth and return to save Israel as a nation. Another sign that we know is the sign of iniquity upon iniquity, where the Bible said, as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be in the day when the Son of God shall come, when the Son of Man shall be revealed. Verse 36, in the book of Matthew chapter 24, verse 36, says, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. That is the day of the Lord's coming. We will not know about it. But in verse 37, it says, as the days of Noah, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. People would like to know, when will the Lord Jesus come back? How are we going to know when he's soon to come back? And he gave us the clue right now in verse 36. He said, verse 37 says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Now, let me talk a little bit about that. He said they were eating and drinking, giving in marriage, marrying and giving in marriage. In short, what we can say is that everything continues as it was. There will be commerce will be going on just like it has been. That was what he was alluding to. In the days of Noah, commerce was going on. They were marrying and giving in marriage. However, there was one man, Noah, and his family that God was talking to. And he was hearing from God. And he was preparing the ark for his own safety. The Bible even said he was preaching to the other. They just didn't believe him. They laughed him to scorn. However, he was monitoring heaven. When it was 7 days to the day of the flood, God spoke to him that, yet in 7 days I will bring the water, get all these things ready. And Noah was talking to the Father God, and Noah was preparing, and Noah got all the animals and got his family in. So when Christ said, as it was in the days of Noah, he's simply telling us the war will continue as it is. However, those who belong to him, we are like Noah. We'll be talking to him, and he's talking to us, telling us to prepare. And that is going on right now for those who love the Lord Jesus Christ. You better be preparing if you belong to Jesus, knowing that he's going to come on so they won't help you if you are not a believer. Knowing that it's going to be on a particular year, a particular day of the month won't help you if you are not part of him. Because even if anybody knew in the days of Noah that the flood will come on so it won't help them because they didn't belong to the family of Noah that the ark was made for. Neither do they belong to the animals that were to be in the ark. So that's why I'm warning you guys that are listening to this radio broadcast. If you are not a believer, you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, it does not help you if you know the day or the hour is coming, it won't help you at all. It is time for you to seek the Lord and repent so that you may be saved. Because those that belong to him, he is revealing himself to them, and we are getting ourselves ready. And that is why I'm preaching these signs of the end, that it might make you that is not a believer to repent and get out of sin and let Jesus Christ save your soul from sin and from all ungodliness so that you may become a believer and be saved from your sin and then have a hope of eternal life. And if you are a believer and you are not even aware of all these signs, it's to warn you, to make you to begin to look up for your redemption, draw it nigh. Look up means begin to call upon the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer. Begin to pray and seek the face of the Lord in fasting, in praying, so that the Lord can reveal himself to you more and more. He said, he that loveth me, I will love him. I will come and manifest myself unto him. So you have to show that you love Jesus Christ, and to love him, say, you have to keep my commandment. Love one another. Very important to seek his face. Now, he said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the day when the Son of Man shall come. He also mentioned that as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it also be when the Son of Man shall come. Well, what was happening in the days of Lot? You can also see that the days of Lot, there was almost the sodomites were rampant upon the earth. And that is occurring right now in our generation. The sodomites, that the homosexuals, they attacked the house of Lot wanting to have affair with the strangers, the visitors that came to stay in the house of Lot. And Lord Jesus Christ, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the days when the Son of Man shall be revealed. And we can see what is going on right now in this generation. That is another sign of the end. You wonder why the homosexual agenda has permeated the whole world. Now they are having same-sex marriage in almost every nation are being compelled, being spearheaded by the American government, or perhaps what they think is a freedom of religion, or freedom of this, freedom of that. We are not giving freedom from to do whatever we like. We are not giving freedom to sin. We are given freedom from sin so that we don't sin no more when you come to Jesus Christ. So Christ has brought freedom from sin so that we don't sin anymore. Not freedom to sin. So you that is listening to me, if you are still in homosexuality or any other vices, you better repent and let Jesus Christ cleanse your heart from iniquity. But these are signs because the devils of homosexuality have been unleashed upon the earth. That is why you can see all the forces trying to approve of same-sex marriage. That's why they are no more in the closet. They are now out of the closet, emphasizing and wanting their will to be legalized, that they can marry one another, men with men doing all those, and women with women doing all those iniquities. But that is what the Bible said is a sign of the end. When you see the sodomites populating the earth again, it is a sign of the end. That's what I'm pointing out to you. And we're asking anyone that is involved in those things, you better repent and call upon the Lord Jesus Christ so that he can save you from your sin. That is a sign that we can see in our generation in the 1900s and 90-something. Until now, year 2014 right now, many states are now legalizing and they are fighting to have this. Some states in America legalize same-sex marriage. That is a sign of the end. And if you have never seen any sign yet, that is a sign you should begin to look up and say, the Lord is coming soon indeed, because the end of the world is near. So as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating and drinking, and things were happening, commerce was happening, until Lot went out of the city. And the day Lot went out of the city, it rained fire upon them. And that is the same thing the Lord is telling us. We can compare that right now. Only Lot knew about the angels, that they were angels. And only Lot knew that they were going to destroy that city that night. And he barely escaped just with his two daughters. He barely escaped. He didn't get anything out. But that is a warning to us that we that are believers, we that are looking unto the Lord Jesus Christ, we better be looking up and prepare, because the Lord is coming soon. And as we look unto him, as we keep our eyes on him, he is going to warn us and get us out of trouble before there is destruction of the world. There will be destruction of the world, as the Bible has said in the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation is full of all those things that will happen, that will destroy the masses. One quarter of population wiped out at one point. Another one third wiped out at another point. Those are all part of the sign, part of the things that will happen to destroy the masses, as the Bible has prophesied it. But just like Lot alone knew about the angels that came to his house saying the Lord has sent them to destroy that city. And Lot escaped just with his own daughters, even his wife couldn't escape. The same way God is warning us that keep your eyes open. When you see the sign, you better get out. You better get out, because the Lord is coming soon. And you that listen to me, it is time to seek the face of the Lord. These are the signs. The sign of the sodomites is a sign that makes us know that we are at the end of time. And the other sign is that Israel has become a nation, and it is in this generation that God is going to harvest the earth. And the other sign, there have been wars and rumors of war. It is only in our generation that we can see that this world has enough armament, enough weapon to destroy the whole human race. But the Lord Jesus Christ said, except the days were shortened, no flesh will be saved. But for the elect's sake, the days shall be shortened. That is pointing to us that these three signs alone make us know we are at the end time. You say, well, could it be 10 years from now? Could it be 5 years? Could it be 50 years from now? Could it be 100 years from now? It is nearer than you think. It is time for you to begin to seek the face of the Lord. So, Father, I pray that those that are listening to this sermon, they will repent and look up if they are believers and begin to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ so that they may be saved. Amen. So write to me and we'll send you some more literature. And if you want to get some more exhortation, you can go to our website. We have some of this in print form or on audio sermons. You can listen to it at www.gospeldistribution.org. That's our web address, www.gospeldistribution.org. And you can send us email from that website. Send the email to the webmaster at gospeldistribution.org, and we shall send some exhortation. Jesus is coming soon, and all the signs of the end are all knocking at our doors. It is time for us to seek the face of the Lord and prepare, for the Lord is coming soon. Get your house in order. God bless you.